One down front with me, because we're going to do a little different order of worship. Come on down front and sit at that front pew, and then we'll come back and do the scripture reading. I want to try to do something a lot different than what we have done in the past, because this is really when we would do the youth message. And as you can see, the only young people here is us. So that's But I'm taking this, I want to do this time, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. Personal time with you, with the pastor, pastor's thought, I don't know. But I thought that it's a good time to kind of just chit-chat with each other. There's so many things going on in the world. And I have felt for a long time that the church, and I'm talking about the worldwide church of Jesus Christ, is on the verge of a revival. And when the assassination of Charlie Kirk took place, you can see there's things going on in the spiritual realm which is good. People are coming to the Lord in ways they haven't before. Now, we haven't seen visitors in a long time, and that's one of the things that's always bothered me in the last few years, especially right after COVID. And where this little church is going to go, and there's no reason why. Because we teach and preach the Bible, we're a Bible-believing congregation, and there's no reason why that we shouldn't be getting some of the people that's looking for a church or reestablished and so forth, since they're hungry for the things of God. So I said all that to say this. I want to do a little time like this so that we can share with each other of anything that's on your heart. Before we get into the worship service, any thoughts, questions, ideas, anything that that you might want to reflect as you call this little church your church home, because we want to be able to reach out to the community. We have for 191 years reached out to the community, but we're going through a dry spell. Families are the same way. Families have dry spells, and we are part of God's family. So, with that said, is there any thoughts or ideas that you might have this morning that you might want to share? Anything? I don't know it all, but I know the one who does know it all. So if we can't answer your question, we can seek God's wisdom. Yes, sir.
Just a comment. In the online service, I've given this a name, a conversation.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it can be a conversation with the pastor, followed by a conversation, mostly a conversation, but generally a time of conversation.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Because, yes.
What about having some kind of game night or something? Or
yeah.
Maybe playing bingo or cards of some sort?
We have a chart conference coming up October the 7th. Once we get past that, then we can have a church council meeting, or we can do it right here in the sanctuary and start planning some things. But, yeah, just a great idea.
We can get people coming in for something like that.
Yeah.
Did you see the idea of coming into church? You know, yep. Give them coming in Sunday service.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Thank you.
And also some kind of outreach.
Yeah, an outreach would be great.
We have the Walmart parking lot and some of the soup and hot chocolate.
We had talked about it, and we've talked about it for the last year or so, but we never really acted on it. And then Calvary disbanded, and they started sending some of their resources out to other churches that are still active, and they sent us $5,000, and it was nice. And we set aside some money from that to do a fall festival, for lack of a better term, where we were going to reach in the community and maybe have some games and so forth. But then things took a different turn, and people were no longer available to help us do that. One of the things that the big churches have over us is they pay everybody to do things. They pay the music people. They pay this and that. And they're able to reach out now. And volunteers in the little church is slowing down, so to speak. But I said all that. We have the resources that we can use for some outreach, and we just need to get together and figure out how we want to do it.
We thought about doing it ourselves with our motor coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a big mission field out there. It's interesting that the conference had changed the idea from charge conference, which simply means the church is in charge And they talked about that at the conference. Now they're calling it a mission field conference. And so maybe we can get some thoughts and ideas. When we had the Rural Church Revival some months ago, Sarah Carter has now become the conference congregational vitality leader. And she was going to come up anyhow and do some things. And she sent me some dates that she'd like to come up and talk to us about ideas and things we can do. But now the Chart Conference coming up has kind of hindered that. So once we get together and as church council or church meeting, whatever you want to do it, and I can share some dates when she wants to come up. She lives in Ocala, so it's but she travels all over the conference. So. The other thing what I want to do is, I've been in pastoral ministry now, and it seems hard to believe, 32 years. I started in 1994 when I answered my call to ministry, and I did not get an appointment that year, although I went to Florida Southern for my educational requirements to do that, because my first wife died of cancer. Nobody knew that at the time, because whenever I went into ministry, she was alive and well. And she had beat cancer once, very similar to what Judy did, and it came back. So then I didn't get my first appointment until 1995, which was in Wausau. But it's been a blessing, and I'm not a complicated Christian, and I don't know exactly how I want to say that, but I'm a common sense kind of Christian, and I think everybody, we have a tendency, preachers especially, to make it too complicated. You know, believe in your heart that Jesus raised from the dead, you'll be saved. And to plant those seeds of the gospel in a community needs to be simplified. So I want to start next couple of months or however long it takes. There's a hymn that we sing sometimes, and it simply is, we have a friend in Jesus. We all have a friend in Jesus. And I think sometimes we need to understand how we can develop that relationship, because we're not always in the church. But he is always with us. When he went home to be with the Lord, he said, I'm going to send one greater than I to be with you forever and always, the Holy Spirit. So we all have the Holy Spirit. So I got a picture of my best friend. How many of you have a best friend that you carry their picture with you, or at least things on your phone? So I carry a picture of my best friend with me. And so I think it would be good to know that how we can develop that relationship with our best friend. Because we're all individual. We all have a personal relationship, and we're all at different stages of life. And how we can encourage one another. So when you have a challenge, they're very rare. They say you only get one or two friends in your whole lifetime, but you can have this friend for eternity. And what you do, if you have a good friend that you can talk to, you just call them up on the phone or meet them for lunch and pour your heart out. Well, you can do the same thing with your best friend, Jesus, through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit. So next week, I'm going to start that. So, and I want to do this little... See, now I got to talking and preaching, and I wanted to hear from you. Any other thoughts? I just want to give you an idea of what I'm going to start doing. So. And I just, because I think it's important that we have developed that relationship. Any other thoughts or ideas? You know, grateful for Betty and Janie. Janie's picked up some of the leadership responsibilities, and we got a lot of things coming up and doing, so... with that, anybody else?
Do any of the churches affiliated with this church get together for
Well, yes, we used to, but we don't do it that much anymore. It's we were what we call a connection. Our denomination is what we call connectional. That means that you're part of one United Methodist Church, you're part of all of them.
Right.
And it's some of the larger churches would always reach out to the smaller churches and things that we couldn't do. But that sort of died over the years for one reason or another, and I can't tell you why. But the good news is it's a little bit inkling of some of the bigger churches. Trinity Downtown is 2 years older than we are. Or, no, 10 years older than we are. I think they started in 1824. So it's always been difficult, but there's one form that we had to do for Chart Conference this year, which is called accessibility, and it's to analyze your church for disability things to make sure that we have access for people with disabilities, like the ramp and stuff like that. And Betty and I looked at that form, and some of the trustees looked at that form. I don't know, because they want to know if your sinks are 27 inches off of the ground and all kinds of crazy stuff. So anyhow, I called the DS's office, and they couldn't tell me. And so he still went, well, talk to the building supervisor at Trinity, one of the trustees. Anyhow, his name is Brett. He said, yeah, if you can tell me one of your trustees, I'll meet with them on Monday, and I'll help them with this form. So tomorrow, Monday, Donnie and Brett's going to meet. And we filed the form because we had to send stuff in 10 days before charge conference. We filled it out the best we could, but it would be good to have a physical inventory of really about accessibility. We have handicap signs. We got about everything that we need. But to answer your question, yeah. So hopefully some of the bigger churches and some of the other churches, we can come together. And one of the things that Sarah is going to talk about when she comes up. But since the disaffiliation, some of those churches like Chalarn and some of the other ones that used to help us are now part of a different denomination. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But we're still Wesleyan Christians. See, we all operate under what we call Wesleyan theology, a very simple theology of God first, Scripture first, and all this other stuff. So I'm excited, looking forward to it. And I think it's one of the things that I've been doing and researching and so forth about some of the things that we need to do. Because where two or more are gathered, Jesus said, there I am also. So it don't take a big congregation. I never had a big congregation, although in my 32 years, I helped start a new church, Fellowship United Methodist Church in Palm Bay, Florida. I helped, unfortunately, close one. It's his IOM and South Georgia Conference. It happens sometimes. We have two churches that are closing this annual conference. Sardis, which is in Jefferson County, is closing after 180 years. One in Gadsden County is 200 years old, is closing, Mount Pleasant. So we are small, but we're still active and alive. One of the things that we're blessed by, people in this church for years and years and years, and that's the same with our denomination, people loved the church so much when they died they would leave things in their will. And we were blessed at this church to have people do that. And we still have those resources, and we're grateful for the people that are managing those resources, that we have financial resources to do some of the things that we need to do. And that's the plant seeds of the gospel. So, anybody else this morning? No?